Geddit Evans, former...
Experts gathered in the South Korean capital, Seoul, to discuss nonproliferation hailed the conclusion of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5 plus one nations. Other regions could learn from the agreement. They advised countries involved in East Asia, where U.S. pressuring tactics and sanctions against North Korea generate tensions.
I don't think it helps to demonize others, identify common areas and concerns, and for God's sake, work with them. It is not necessarily the case that they are always obstructionist. They have different perspectives, they have different interests. Try and understand that, and then see if we can find common ground for working forward.
What is important is that all sides be prepared to give and take in negotiations, strategy the U.S. must accept.
Well, I'm sorry, the world is changing. The dysfunctionality of politics in Washington is going to have to change because they're going to have to deal with a polycentric world.
With the agreement, South Korea seeks improved ties with Iran, with several high-level exchanges ongoing this year aimed at boosting relations and trade.
While differences continue to exist between Iran and the West over various issues, the Vienna Accord showed that the two sides could find common grounds when it comes to issues of mutual interest. The deal also provides inspiration to many people in East Asia that North and South Korea could also settle their differences despite ongoing U.S. sanctions against Pyongyang. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.